Arkusz egzaminacyjny numer 2.
Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Tekst pierwszy. Jim's invited me to a fancy dress party, but I really don't know whether I should go.
Why not? You've always loved dressing up.
Yes, but I have no idea what to wear.
I think any of the colourful casual clothes you've got and a mask will be enough.
But I haven't got a mask.
That's not a problem. We can make one together.
But how? I have never done anything like that before.
You've forgotten about your birthday present. We gave you an arts and crafts book, so I'm sure we will be able to find some ideas there on how to prepare one. I'll help you.
Okay, Mum, but you know that I'm not all that good at art or design.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Jim's invited me to a fancy dress party, but I really don't know whether I should go.
Why not? You've always loved dressing up.
Yes, but I have no idea what to wear.
I think any of the colourful casual clothes you've got and a mask will be enough.
But I haven't got a mask.
That's not a problem. We can make one together.
But how? I have never done anything like that before.
You've forgotten about your birthday present. We gave you an arts and crafts book, so I'm sure we will be able to find some ideas there on how to prepare one. I'll help you.
Okay, Mum, but you know that I'm not all that good at art or design.
Tekst drugi.
Have you heard from Stephen and Alison?
As far as I know, they are skiing in the Alps and having a lot of fun.
You obviously don't watch the news on TV. There's been a horrible accident in the place they usually stay in. They said there had been a huge avalanche that hit the village.
Calm down, Susie. I called them last night and they didn't mention any disaster. You must have got it mixed up with something else.
Typical. You never worry about anyone other than yourself.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you heard from Stephen and Alison?
As far as I know, they are skiing in the Alps and having a lot of fun.
You obviously don't watch the news on TV. There's been a horrible accident in the place they usually stay in. They said there had been a huge avalanche that hit the village.
Calm down, Susie. I called them last night, and they didn't mention any disaster. You must have got it mixed up with something else.
Typical. You never worry about anyone other than yourself.
Tekst trzeci.
Did you know that the beginning of the Chinese New Year isn't celebrated on the 1st of January, but that it's on a different day every year?
How is that possible?
The Chinese calendar is based on the cycle of the moon, so it's based on the lunar year. That's why the beginning of the Chinese New Year is on a different day each year. In 2019, for example, it will be the year of the pig. It starts on the 5th of February.
The year of the pig?
Yes. The Chinese calendar divides the years into groups of 12, and each group has a name of an animal. For example, the rabbit, snake, dog, or dragon, or sheep. But next year is the year of the pig.
Weird.
Weird? No. I think it's really interesting.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Did you know that the beginning of the Chinese New Year isn't celebrated on the 1st of January, but that it's on a different day every year?
How is that possible?
The Chinese calendar is based on the cycle of the moon, so it's based on the lunar year. That's why the beginning of the Chinese New Year is on a different day each year. In 2019, for example, it will be the year of the pig. It starts on the 5th of February.
The year of the pig?
Yes. The Chinese calendar divides the years into groups of 12, and each group has a name of an animal. For example, the rabbit, snake, dog, or dragon, or sheep. But next year is the year of the pig.
Weird.
Weird? No. I think it's really interesting.
Tekst czwarty.
What are you cooking?
Pancakes. Do you want to help?
But I've never cooked anything.
Then it's high time you learnt how to do it. It's very easy. Look, you only need some oil, milk, flour, one egg and a pinch of salt.
And then what? Mix everything all together?
Don't add the oil, because you will need it for the frying pan.
Hot oil? I might burn myself.
Don't be silly. Thousands of people fry things every day and they never get hurt. Stop complaining and get on with it. It's a piece of cake.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What are you cooking?
Pancakes. Do you want to help?
But I've never cooked anything.
Then it's high time you learnt how to do it. It's very easy. Look, you only need some oil, milk, flour, one egg and a pinch of salt.
And then what? Mix everything all together?
Don't add the oil, because you will need it for the frying pan.
Hot oil? I might burn myself.
Don't be silly. Thousands of people fry things every day and they never get hurt. Stop complaining and get on with it. It's a piece of cake.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Since I love sledging and husky dogs, winter is my favorite season of the year. Sledging is a fantastic sport. When you think about how many races are held in really difficult conditions, such as snowstorms, blizzards, and extremely low temperatures, it's perhaps not surprising that competitors are always ready to help one another out. It's something which rarely happens in other sports.
Wypowiedź druga.
The feeling of the wind in your hair and the sensation of small drops of water splashing over your body makes this sport unforgettable. When there is a good breeze and your kite is up in the sky, it seems that you really are flying, not just surfing on your board in the sea. I'm still a beginner, so I can't do all those fancy stunts yet, but I'm sure I will be able to soon.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I can't stand watching the competitors kicking and punching each other in order to entertain the audience. Somebody once said that it was a spectacular sport, but I disagree. Being a doctor means you don't look at all those fantastic right or left-hand punches, but at the wounds and injuries each individual usually has to have treated after it's all over.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
20 grown-ups in shorts and t-shirts running after one small ball in order to kick it into a goal. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And all those people, mainly men, supporting their teams shouting and crying when their side is losing, as if they didn't have anything better to do with their lives. It's really absurd.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Since I love sledging and husky dogs, winter is my favorite season of the year. Sledging is a fantastic sport. When you think about how many races are held in really difficult conditions, such as snowstorms, blizzards, and extremely low temperatures, it's perhaps not surprising that competitors are always ready to help one another out. It's something which rarely happens in other sports.
Wypowiedź druga.
The feeling of the wind in your hair and the sensation of small drops of water splashing over your body makes this sport unforgettable. When there is a good breeze and your kite is up in the sky, it seems that you really are flying, not just surfing on your board in the sea. I'm still a beginner, so I can't do all those fancy stunts yet, but I'm sure I will be able to soon.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I can't stand watching the competitors kicking and punching each other in order to entertain the audience. Somebody once said that it was a spectacular sport, but I disagree. Being a doctor means you don't look at all those fantastic right or left-hand punches, but at the wounds and injuries each individual usually has to have treated after it's all over.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
20 grown-ups in shorts and t-shirts running after one small ball in order to kick it into a goal. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And all those people, mainly men, supporting their teams shouting and crying when their side is losing, as if they didn't have anything better to do with their lives. It's really absurd.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I was at a concert at the Philharmonic Hall yesterday when something both embarrassing and funny happened to me.
What was it?
I forgot to turn off my mobile and it started ringing. You can imagine how I felt. Thank goodness the violinist, who was giving a solo concert of classical music, turned out to be a bit of a comedian.
Oh, how?
When he heard my mobile ringing, he did something no one would ever have expected. He stopped playing and then, without a word, he started to play the melody which everybody could hear on my mobile. The audience laughed and gave him a standing ovation.
A really good lesson, not only for you, but for mobile phone owners everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I was at a concert at the Philharmonic Hall yesterday when something both embarrassing and funny happened to me.
What was it?
I forgot to turn off my mobile and it started ringing. You can imagine how I felt. Thank goodness the violinist, who was giving a solo concert of classical music, turned out to be a bit of a comedian.
Oh, how?
When he heard my mobile ringing, he did something no one would ever have expected. He stopped playing and then, without a word, he started to play the melody which everybody could hear on my mobile. The audience laughed and gave him a standing ovation.
A really good lesson, not only for you, but for mobile phone owners everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Did you hurt yourself?
Wypowiedź druga.
Do you mean they eat dogs?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Mum, I'm going to a live concert with Tim tonight.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I miss you so much.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Did you hurt yourself?
Wypowiedź druga.
Do you mean they eat dogs?
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Mum, I'm going to a live concert with Tim tonight.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
I miss you so much.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.